Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here.
Yeah, you know, it's very cool looking across this microphone at you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, I realize that it makes our show very authentic.
Yes.
You know, when I say good morning or afternoon, I mean to you as well as the rest of the world.
That is so lovely.
Yeah, thanks.
Today's episode is Listening Your Way to the Moment.
Well, you know, that's interesting in that when I say looking across this microphone at you, I'm also listening to you. I'm listening to what you say. It pulls me here.
As you're listening not only with your ears, but also with your eyes. You can
Absolutely.
Register if I'm here. You can register if I've grokked what you've said. You can
grok is a good word.
Yeah, it's not really think about, but
it's take it in like get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I know the entire show is about listening.
But let's talk about what listening really is. And why? Why listen in the first place?
And why it's so important.
Well, okay, let's start with why listen in the first place.
Okay.
Well, it's happening in your universe in this moment. That's why.
You mean sound, conversation?
Yeah, whatever is going on in your life in this moment is where your life is. It's what your life is about is this moment. It's not about some future moment, although most people are lost trying to determine the future by their present actions. And then you corrupt this moment and you don't have a moment. So first, listening. The act of truly allowing what another person has to say to come into you without an agenda. We had a call yesterday from a young lady who was angry with her boyfriend because he had not told her something. But she wanted to prove him wrong more than she wanted to hear what we had to say that might eliminate the battle between them.
If you have an agenda that you are forwarding, and sometimes even an agenda that's hidden from yourself, it makes it such a challenge or impossible to actually hear what another person is saying.
That's right, because if you're proving something or want to have an outcome, you won't want to hear what is being said that might challenge that choice.
An example from Shy in my life from the early days, when we were building our conference center in Bali, Indonesia, our Balinese partner there had kidney disease and got really bad kidney stones and flew to Singapore to have the issue addressed, but he didn't have enough money to pay for the procedure, and they wouldn't let him check out and go home without funds. And we were coming in the following year, and we were going to be paying for our groups. So his wife called us to ask if we would be willing to advance them a loan on our visa to help him check out. But our agenda at that time was to not be paying any more money. We really didn't want to be advancing anything there. And when she was asking the question of us, we could not understand her English. Now, mind you, she did have an accent, but she was totally incomprehensible to us.
Because we didn't want to hear that they wanted more money from us.
And finally, she said, loan. We need a loan. And it was like, okay, I get it. And it cut through that agenda that was saying, no, 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 this is not convenient request.
Right. So the interesting thing about listening is everything. Really. Listening is a skill set that we have not been raised in, we, all of us, we have not been raised by people who knew how to listen. And my definition of listening is allowing what's being said to come into you without passing it through what you believe or already know or are comparing it to. So you leave your judgments alone. You just let the words come in without trying to see how it fits in what you already know or believe to be true. And it may be difficult at first to do that because your mind does that automatically.
Well, you're also very speedy. You can think, process far faster than the two of us are speaking, and then far faster than most anybody can speak.
And the other thing is, you finish our sentences before we ever reach the end. So I start a sentence, and it sounds like we're going to talk about listening, and if you truly listen, giraffe. You didn't expect giraffe. You came up with something else in your head about how I was going to finish that sentence.
Well, it filled in for me how you said it. And if you truly listen, the word then came up and there was nothing after that. But still, my mind filled in with then. Your mind, that's its job. It fills in with things. It's not a problem. It's not an issue. You're not doing it wrong.
So the reason to listen is it will pull you into the current moment of your life if you truly listen. If you think about what's being said, you will be lost in your life as normal, because people are normally lost in their thought processes. And the second principle of instantaneous transformation is that no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So if you're thinking, you can't be being here. That is, if you're thinking about something other than what's right in front of you in this moment.
That being said, thinking about something else is a tool that Shai and I use, and I'll tell you what I mean. When we are working on an article or we're editing a book, one of the final stages of it is I read it out loud to the two of us. And if Shai goes off and thinks about something, or I start thinking about something else while I'm in the midst of reading a sentence or a paragraph, we know that somehow what we're trying to express is incomplete. So we are not saying thinking about something else bad, true listening is good. Our approach is not good, bad. It's not change. It's about transformation. Transformation happens when you are here. And if you're not here, there'll be all sorts of symptoms.
You know what's so interesting about this whole conversation? I had something to say, and I couldn't hold on to it because I was listening to you. And then I get angry that I don't have that to say anymore. You know, it's a very interesting phenomena.
But you don't always get irritated if you don't have that thing to say anymore.
No, but I wanted to say it and I don't even know what it is anymore.
Well, I guarantee you this. If it is
important, it'll come back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In case you haven't been with us before,
we finish each other's sentences.
It's really our style, so please include it.
Yeah, sometimes we even simulspeak.
Hey, shall we take our first caller?
Why not?
All right, we have Jody. Where are you calling in from today, Jody? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm calling in from Brooklyn. And I want to say thank you to you guys. This is an incredible radio show. I listen all the time before work. And I find myself feeling quietly calm and prepared for work. So I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for using this podcast so well so that everybody around you benefits by your well-being.
So what do you do for work?
So I work in New York City public schools with the Department of Education as what is called an instructional coach, where I mentor teachers. And I do staff development as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love it. It's great. I often find, so I'm calling because I have a question. I often find that my intuition is extremely precise and practical when I'm working with teachers.
Could you say that again?
You broke up.
It just broke up slightly, or you're speaking a little fast. Oh. I didn't catch your words. You often have what when you're working with teachers?
So I've I find that my intuition is extremely precise and practical when I'm working with teachers.
Okay.
Yes, it's like I let my fingers find the exact book that a teacher might use or resource that I might bring to their class, and I walk in and discover that very thing they're doing in that moment in their lessons, and it's exciting for both of us, but I often find that I don't judge what I'm taking. I just let my fingers choose.
That's
and,
cool.
Yeah, when I'm outside the structure of work currently now, I'm wondering how to relax a little more into my intuition.
Well, you see, the question implies that something is imperfect in the way you are right now. And,
yes.
You know, I mentioned a little while ago the second principle of instantaneous transformation, which says no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. It also says that you cannot be different than you are in the current moment of your life. So what you're looking at, Jody, is how to be different in the future than you've been in the past.
Your question is problem solution improvement based. You're looking to improve those
going things. Forward in time, and you're disregarding the fact that you can't be any different than you are right now, and you won't be any different than you will be when you get to that moment in the future. So figuring out how to be different than you are says that how you're being is less than optimal, and you can't be different than you are in the current moment of your life. I mean, see, here's the thing. Oh, I remember what I wanted to talk about. See, I know that people are going to disagree with that. See, if you disagree with something, it doesn't make it inaccurate. It just means that it doesn't fit your logic system. And so if I say something that you disagree with, well, that's an interesting thing that you say no out of hand as if you know what I'm talking about. But reality is a function of agreement. And so when enough people agree about something, it becomes a reality. So the world was flat at one point because everybody said it was flat. And ships that would sail over the horizon would fall off the end of the earth. But they didn't. So that people believe something to be true, and enough of them believe it to be true, it is true. But it's not necessarily true. So if I say something that seems to challenge your ideas or reality, it doesn't mean that it's inaccurate. It just means that you can't see it right now.
Or if you get ready to take an action that challenges your take on reality, it's the same thing. And I'll tell you what I mean by that.
Please.
We already addressed the answer to your question as we opened, not to tell you you need to improve yourself, but we were talking about how when we had an agenda not to have to give our Balinese partners any more money at that point in time, it kept us from hearing the request to give money. If you have an agenda hidden from you, or you have attention on how you're doing, you won't let yourself access your intuition because sometimes it is inconvenient. So here's an example. Although I haven't done it, I know that there is an app for dating that if you have an interest in somebody, you've read the profile on your phone, you swipe left. Is that correct? Have you seen that
one? Yeah, I have.
Good. So, and then do you swipe right if you don't want them, or do you just leave it alone?
You have to make a decision. So you have to swipe left if you don't want to connect with the person.
So you swipe left if you don't want to
leave it.
So you have to swipe one way or the other. You have to make a choice, right?
You have to, yeah.
Well, if you were to sit with your phone and you are like ready to have a date for Friday night, you won't just let yourself with let your fingers do it the way you will with a book for a teacher, because your attention is on yourself, what you want to produce.
This is a lot like playing solitaire when you have two possible moves.
You know, like you have two jacks. Which jack do I move?
And I was thinking jacks, so we're in sync.
Right.
So you have two jacks. Which jack do you move? The one with the more under the pile or less? Well, it may be that under that lesser pile is the exact card you need. It may be under the other pile that there are cards you need. So it's all an intuitive play.
But if your attention is on doing it right, how you're doing, or you're masking for yourself, your agenda. So let's say Bachelor A looks really handsome, but you get that intuitive hit, like, I want nothing to do with this. You may not let your fingers do the walking. Or somebody looks a little like strange in the picture, but you just get that hunch, like, that could be fun. You may not let your fingers do the walking because your agenda gets between you and your intuition.
Wow, that's so good. I really appreciate that.
And you know what's really nice to know, Jody? If you're that good at it in one area,
you're good at it everywhere.
You absolutely are full-blown good at it anywhere, should you so choose. And if you're not, you're not doing it wrong. You're just being faithful to something bigger than letting your fingers do the talking.
Like a decision made in the past.
Yeah. I'll never swipe right on any person named Jack. You know, I don't know.
I see what you're saying. Yes. Yeah, you know what? That's so intuitive of you, because there are some names that have come up and I've gone out with someone with certain names and I'm like, no, I can't do that name again.
Thank you. Excellent. Super.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys.
Well, we appreciate you too. And
thanks, Jody.
So much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Okay, take care.
Yeah,
you too. That's funny.
This is fun. That was fun.
That was.
Who would have known? I've never done it before, but I was pretending I was swiping right, and then all of a sudden I saw like the name Jack, and I can't do Jack. So, you know, when you're really here, you tune in to what's actually happening.
And what's actually happening is we're going to a break.
Yes, so please come back. We'll be back shortly.
And don't miss
being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. So what are we going to talk about?
Listening.
Now? Listening. You know, we're doing a seminar in New York in about 3 weeks.
Four weeks.
Called The Power of Listening. We realize that if you want to have advancement in your profession, in your job, learning how to listen, truly listen to what's requested of you by your life, by your boss, by your universe, will make an incredible difference. Learning to listen is probably the single most important skill set you can develop.
It includes your intuition. It includes, really hearing another person, but not at your own expense.
Well, if you want to have a relationship work, learn to listen.
Absolutely. And you know, we had, we were on the Kansas City meetup last Sunday night. Shout out to Jen and all the people from all over, from Boise, Idaho, from California, from every place.
Switzerland, we had people.
Switzerland, yep. Vienna, Canada, people called in from all over, New Jersey. And there was a lady who, a lovely lady, Mary, who was talking about challenges when she was on the phone with her son while he was being unkind.
And in the midst of a temper tantrum.
And listening does not imply that you need to be a doormat. There is the possibility that as you hone the skill set of listening, you learn to differentiate what you're hearing, know when it's appropriate to take action, know when it's appropriate to just be taking it in. Listening is an incredibly powerful tool in all aspects of your life, your health, your well-being, your family, your ability to communicate.
Your ability to hold a relationship in a way that it grows and becomes nurturing for the people in it.
I was so taken as we were speaking to this young woman yesterday at how she thought she listened well and how everything was about advancing her agenda or rebutting something that disagreed with her agenda. There's a possibility for all of us, even if we are, quote, good listeners, to discover whole new realms and possibilities.
One way of increasing your capacity to listen is by getting interested in what's being said.
So, for instance, some of you may be listening to this in the archive, and it may be way past that date, or you may not be free on that weekend, but if you're interested to hear what another person has to say, what, you had more?
Of course I had more. but I don't anymore.
Shall we take our next caller?
Sure.
All right. Zoe. Yeah. Where are you calling in from?
Hi, I'm calling in from my apartment in Manhattan.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure hearing you guys speak. And I'm signed up for The Power of Listening, and I got re-excited about it just hearing you guys talk about it just now.
Great. Well, we're happy you're coming.
Thank you. Me too. I had a very cool experience with listening this morning that I wanted to share. So I'm a teacher for the Department of Education, and I'm also going back to school, so I'm becoming a student again to get another certification to become an art teacher specifically. And this morning I went up online to pay my tuition for my classes, which are starting in September. And I, when I saw my bill, it was a lot lower than I thought it was going to be. It was like by thousands of dollars lower than what I was expecting to pay. And it was really interesting to look and see how my initial reaction was that I got upset. I thought something had gone wrong, and I had this whole series of thoughts go through my head about there was some issue with the tuition and I wasn't going to pay the right amount, and then they were going to drop my classes. And it was just really interesting to see how my mind just goes to the worst case scenario, kind of no matter what. And I ended up calling up the Hunter office and talking to some people there about my tuition. And it turns out that because I was part of a certain type of teaching program, when I initially got my master's in education, that program actually continues to assist me in, if I want to get an additional certification. I didn't even realize it, but they are continuing to pay a significant chunk of my tuition.
So they give you a discount because you got a master's through them.
Right. And it was so interesting to see how it was actually hard for me to hear this this woman on the phone telling me that I owed less. It was really funny to me.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Zoe, that you bring it up, because a lot of people think that what's hard to hear is something like, if the quality of your work doesn't improve, I'm going to have to let you go. You will no longer work here. Something that's difficult. But I have come to realize that equally difficult, or perhaps more so, is something like, you look gorgeous today.
Yes. Yes. It's so funny to me how sometimes when things are just really easy, or just, you know, my universe just comes together so naturally, sometimes I find it hard to listen to that. or just things that, anything that is against my idea of myself, or, you know.
Well, let's slow down for a second, Zoe, and look at where and when you got your idea of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So how old were you when you decided your attractiveness?
The number that pops up is 11.
Right. Good age.
Okay.
That's a really good age. We're at age 11. Our bodies are going through a lot of hormonal changes.
You certainly haven't had your major growth spurt. You probably haven't really hit puberty yet. And your brain is certainly not cooked.
Right. So at that age, you decide about what's wrong with you and what would make you a better you.
Yes.
And then you strive to achieve that, never realizing that there's nothing wrong with you, because, you know, the other girls got boobs sooner than you did.
So true. Yeah, I just get a picture of myself at that age just being so hard on myself.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably hard on yourself anyway, but if you were like me, I was a slightly late bloomer. There were certainly girls that were more advanced, and I would say something with that word. I'd be like, what's wrong with me? I don't have boobs yet, you know?
Yeah, it's so funny. I'm suddenly getting this really, it's kind of a silly thing, but I remember getting my period later than the other girls in my class and being so embarrassed about that. and pretending that I had it already.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to not fit in.
Now, if you take a look at the mindset you had back then, that found that fact something to be embarrassed about, that's really fun.
But you know, Zoe, you have 95% of your thoughts as repetitive thoughts from days before. So you've been talking to yourself about yourself, and 80% of your thoughts are negative. So you've been talking to yourself about yourself over years about what's wrong with you.
Yes.
If you just tell the truth, you realize that the internal conversation that you've been listening to has been highly negative about you, as if there's something deficient or defective in you, rather than you're a perfect, perfect you, lacking nothing.
Yeah.
You know, as you said that, Shai, about how you have it forever, I'm certain people listen to you and have refuted, oh, no. But I suddenly flashed, I know I have spoken about this in previous shows, but first grade, they had a little test drawing, whatever, to see our skill set so they knew whether or not to put us in the advanced, the middle, or the needs some more remedial type help. And I went in, I did the test, and my parents said, oh, so how'd you do? And I said, oh, I could do better. I could have done better. And they both got a little taken aback. It was so abrupt. I recall it. I didn't realize it was a test. I was just coloring, and I looked at the girl next to me, Janine, and she was so much better in my opinion. And I said, oh, I could do better. Interestingly enough, Janine ended up being a friend of mine she sang at our wedding. I still think, oh, I could do better. That thought process is something that plays.
Right, and that's what I'm talking about. Your initial idea of who you are and what you're capable of plays over time and repeats itself. And so it's as though that's hardwired in there. If Zoe, you are a beautiful woman. If I say to you, something in you responds negatively.
In addition to saying thank you. It's similar to hearing you only have to pay a third the tuition you expect.
Right.
You know, I have just an intuitive flash regarding your getting your certification to be an art teacher.
Yes.
You're not learning to be an art teacher. You already are an art teacher. So you can take your classes to be curious and learn skill sets.
And have fun. Rather than worry, because you're an awesome artist already.
And an awesome teacher.
So you got it handled.
So this certification program can be something of wonder as opposed to of concern whether or not you'll pass or do good enough. If you fully engage with it, it's going to be a gas. It's going to be fun. You can set the tone for your class. So it can be something where the people in your class, you guys can have a celebration.
And don't be hesitant to be fully self-expressive.
Okay, cool.
Because you can fear embarrassment if people reject what you have to say. Just go for it. You'll set the tone for your whole year.
I know we have two people waiting. We'll take them in a moment, or at least one of them first, because you can't take them both at the same time. But there is an episode we did on this show. Search for it. It's called Are You Being or Becoming?
And, cool. I'm writing it down.
Listen to it. I think you'll enjoy it. Thanks for calling in today.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you both so much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Let's take Corrine and find out where she is today. Hi, Corrine.
Hi. I'm Corrine, and I'm located in Long Branch, New Jersey.
Okay, welcome to the show, or welcome
back.
Thank
you. Yeah, thanks. I want to say that the timing of this show is so perfect. I'm in the process of taking a real estate course, and I'm getting ready to take our first exam this Thursday. And we've had an instructor who I really enjoy, and I'm learning a lot. And I really believe that by attending your seminars consistently, I've learned how to be a good listener. And I sit in the class, and I really do listen to what he's saying. But there's a couple of times where he said something that my initial reaction was, I don't agree with that. And I can see how, as soon as I say I don't agree with that, I start arguing in my head, and I know I'm not listening anymore.
Well, that's perfect. That's really perfect, because the first principle of instantaneous transformation is anything you disagree with persists and grows stronger and dominates your life. So
yeah.
your explanation of how you argue in your head, well, indeed, you stop listening when you discriminate in what's being said. When you say, oh, no, that's not true, then you're no longer listening. You're in your system of judgments and knowledge, and you're not there listening.
I have a feeling, Corrine, that you've missed the flip side of the coin.
Okay.
You've noticed how you stopped listening when you disagree. But if your instructor says one of the most important things when a client sits down with you for the first time is to listen, I guarantee you agree. And agreeing has you stop listening also.
Oh, I know that.
It's like, oh, yes, I've learned that. Or, oh, yes, I know that. Oh, yes, that's my experience. You're no longer there. You're referencing what you already know, as opposed to hearing the information being imparted by your instructor.
That's accurate. I'm sure. I haven't been aware of it, but it sounds so true.
Yeah. The other thing is this, Corrine. I am continually learning how to listen. It's not like I know. It's that I have to keep engaging in what's going on in the current moment, which listening allows me to do.
And now we're going to listen to our engineer and take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back and don't miss being here.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious. And being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you.
transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks for being a listener to this podcast.
Right.
Special shout out today to some of our listeners in different cities.
In different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Fountain Valley, California.
Pentwater, Michigan.
Nampa, Ohio.
Idaho. That was close. It was an I word. Greenville, South Carolina.
Flin Flon, Canada.
That's a cool name. Hessen, Germany.
St. Catherine, Jamaica.
And Samana, Dominican Republic. Wherever you're listening from, thanks for being
some
part.
Some people it's cool, other people it's hot.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wherever you are.
Right.
We are speaking with...
Corrine.
You know... Yeah, yes. No, after you.
Oh, I was just going to mention particularly what I was disagreeing with, because it sticks with me. You know, just like we say in the first principle, anything you resist persists. So the teacher was saying that, he said, when you sit down to take this exam, you're all going to be nervous. And right away I was...
So wait a second.
Hearing that.
So wait a second. What difference does it make what he says that you think causes your disagreement? See, I was on a phone call yesterday with a young lady who said that the way her boyfriend operated made her upset. See, that's the same thing. You're blaming the circumstances as the cause of your behavior rather than seeing that you have mechanical, automatic behaviors with men, like a don't tell me what to do.
He's also accurate. I could hear it when you were speaking about it, when you talked about...
You want to be over being nervous.
I was taken by the use of our. We have our first test. We are learning this. We are taking, rather than I'm taking a real estate class and my first test is on Thursday. It's our test. It's somehow... And also, I know you, Corrine, and you've been talking about doing this course, but there's a tension around this course that is not suggested by how you often do other things. There's a importance to this. It's not like you say, I have a spa appointment Thursday morning.
You've decided where your life is going in the future.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's true.
So now that agenda is driving you rather than you looking and seeing what seems right, feels right, makes you feel good. You're going somewhere, girl.
You know, in a certain respect, I don't feel bad about anything, but... I don't want to give you a reason to see why what he had to say was accurate. More notable is that you are fighting.
With him.
Yeah, no, I
But you see, I don't think it's with him. I think
it's a fight
that you're in your life.
In this part of your environment is one canvas upon which it is currently being played.
So you're not just listening to your teacher to learn what he has to say that will forward your success in becoming a real estate
and
agent.
And I guarantee you, you only told us half of it, half of the statement. He said, you're all going to be nervous.
Well, she stopped listening before the rest of it came out. See,
it
in this agreement.
It could have been something like, that's natural. Don't worry about it. You'll still do fine. It was something that was preparatory to support you in doing your best.
But you took exception to it.
So it'll be his fault if you don't do well.
No, that's very true. Because he did say, you're all going to be nervous. But just take a breath and keep on going, and you will relax. And he wanted us to slow down and read each question very carefully.
He sounds like a terrible, terrible teacher. And I guarantee you, if you rush through to prove to yourself that you know it, you won't take a breath and slow down and read each question carefully. I'm certain he's telling you without telling you that there may be hidden tricks in those questions, but if you really read them, you'll get them correct. But if you're rushing through, you'll miss the nuance of the question.
It is very true because I've been, you know, participating and taking some test prep, and he's exactly right. If I rush and don't read the question thoroughly, I can answer the wrong answer.
But so Kareem, what it comes down to is, are you listening? Or are you listening to your voice in your head, which is saying, no, I don't agree? Oh, yes, I agree.
Sometimes when you start to disagree, it is notable, or agree, it is notable that this is something that you should actually listen to. Either side. You won't register that agreement because
That's good. That's on the good side. You like that.
Yeah. Anyway, we have another caller waiting. Thank you for calling in today. Good luck on Thursday.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this, and I love the show.
Okay. So, Tracy, are you there?
Hi.
Hi. Hello? How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good.
What can we do for you, and where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Brooklyn, New York, and what you can do for me is I have a little person with me. His name is Callan, and he's my newborn. And in terms of listening to him, he doesn't speak English. Of course, he speaks baby talk, and he cries, and I find it very interesting trying to figure out what he wants when he cries and where my thoughts go and my resistance to when he cries. And
we were fortunate enough to have you bring him on Monday night, and he cried.
But he only cried at certain junctures in the evening.
But what I saw about your response was it wasn't just information, it wasn't sound coming in, it reflected on you.
Exactly.
So part of the reason even at home you may be having challenges supporting him in being more comfortable in one way or another is if he cries, he may be annoying other people. If he cries, you may be a bad mother. It means something to you as opposed to your child is crying.
Yes.
And what I noticed on Monday was when someone was agitated, that's when he cried.
Okay.
And you took it really seriously. You know, sometimes kids just cry because they cry and you can't soothe it.
And you don't even know why they do it. I remember when my daughter was about 18 months old. We were at somebody's house, and she just had a crying jag. And it was as if no matter what we did, she wanted to cry.
And then we've had friends whose baby has colic. Colic is when the lining of the stomach evidently doesn't form quite yet, and everything is uncomfortable, and the child just screams and cries until for months until that resolves itself. So it sounds as if you're putting an amazing pressure on yourself. Hey,
see,
Callan.
He agrees. It sounds as if you're putting an amazing pressure on yourself to be the perfect mother. Look, what he needs mostly is you being with him when you're with him. When you're nursing him, that's what you should be doing, not thinking about what else you need to do.
Okay.
Your milk will drop easier.
Yep.
It'll be a much easier event if you allow yourself to be nursing when that's what you're doing.
Now, there were times when you brought him in the last few Mondays where he's needed to nurse. And when you are nursing him and you're including, it's all part of the perfect package called Tracy, called Callan, called this moment, rather than trying to get it over with or trying to get him quiet or trying to make him less fussy.
Or trying not to be apparently nursing when you're nursing.
When you just let yourself be, he relaxes.
Well. You see, he not only learns by using his eyes and ears, he learns by his other senses as well. So he feels your tightening or getting upset about things. He learns from that.
So on Monday, when he really got into a full whale, I saw that you were reluctant to just take him out in the hall and be with him for fear you might miss something. But that is your moment, being with him as he's going through this experience.
There is no qualitative difference in the moment. That is something of the mind.
Explain that. What do you mean by there is no qualitative difference?
There's no difference between eating a meal and washing the dishes.
Right.
There is no difference.
It's just a different activity.
Different activity, but the quality that you bring to what you're doing produces the satisfaction. It's not the activity itself. You know, everybody thinks sex is so great, except when it isn't. If you're really there, well, maybe it'll be great. But if you're in your thoughts, worrying about doing it right, worrying about if this is the right thing to do, then you're not there.
You've actually asked us a few times, is he bothering people when he's making cooing noises? If he is, so what? Somehow you have this attention on him being right, you doing it right, rather than
enjoying his infancy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Tracy, you got this incredible gift, this little bundle of love.
Yeah.
And he sometimes cries. And sometimes he's fussy. But so what?
So are all of you. We're just a little more sophisticated sometimes.
And now, it's true. You know, now we get bigger and older, and we complain just as much, but it isn't a cooing sound.
No, you're right. I did take it very personal that I'm doing something wrong when he cries. So it's nice to hear.
Yeah, well, you take things personal and have a concern that you're doing things wrong. And so, of course, that will translate to your son. So now you have the opportunity to
enjoy him
and enjoy his and your perfection. Because in this moment,
that's what you got. Might as well enjoy it. See, that's where people lose their passion for living, because they don't enjoy what's going on as though it should be different. In reality, Your life is showing up exactly as it is right now. And it's exactly how it should be right now. Your complaints about it, that's another thing. Guess what? We're running out of time.
Quick shout out to our friend Trish, who came with us to Monday.
Oh, she made our evening.
Our week, our month.
Her curiosity about what we do was just so enlivening.
Transformation truly happens when you share it. So if you're enjoying this show, share it with people. We'll be back next week. Next week's show is True Success.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, me too.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.